Muy buenos días y regresamos a mi comunidad a través de Mega 101. Yo sé que durante la pandemia del coronavirus, muchísimos de los eventos a través de nuestra ciudad se han tenido que cancelar. Uno de esos eventos es el evento del Bayou City Art Festival, que se lleva a cabo todos los años, uno en la primavera, otro en el otoño. Obviamente, durante el mes de marzo se tuvo que cancelar el de la primavera, pero obviamente es uno de los eventos más queridos aquí en nuestra ciudad, donde muchísimos artistas ponen en presentación los diferentes tipos de artes, ya sea de pintura, ya sea de escultura, muchísimos tipos de artes que encontramos, y es un evento completamente familiar, al aire libre. Entonces, aquí para hablarnos sobre la nueva manera que van a tener la exhibición del Bayou City Art Festival es Kelly Batterson. Y bueno, pues nos va a hablar de cómo se va a llevar a cabo ahora que quizás no sea en persona, pero va a ser algo virtual, algo que va a ser diferente, pero obviamente estamos muy emocionados de ver cómo se va a llevar a cabo, y obviamente esperemos que todos nos puedan acompañar, ya sea virtualmente, y hagan sus compras de esas pinturas o esculturas o ese arte que tanto nos gusta en la ciudad de Houston. Kelly, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. This is such a pleasure.
Absolutely. So what I talked a little bit about is how, unfortunately, not only did the Bayou City Art Festival in the spring had to be canceled, a lot of other events in the city were canceled, but we are not giving up on the Bayou City Art Festival. And the Bayou City Art Festival for the fall, we are moving it to a virtual experience. That way we don't miss out. So let's talk a little bit about how, you know, the adjustments were made and how we're going to make it bigger and better, even though it's virtual. And now, you know, it's open for everybody.
Right. So back in, just to rewind back to March, that everybody recalls was kind of when everything sort of happened for us. We were about 2 weeks out from our March 27th festival that we have in the spring. And again, this is our 49th year that we were celebrating. So it's leading up to our 50th. So we were excited to be in Memorial Park for our 3-day festival. And unfortunately, on March the 11th, we got the message. I think that was the same time that they had to shut down the rodeo, and that the mayor had said, unfortunately, due to COVID, we're not going to be able to, you know, host any March events, and we'll see how things go from there. So at that point, we just had to sort of wait and see what happens. And as everyone did, you weren't sure how long this was going to last. You're thinking, oh, okay, a month or two. I mean, it was such an uncharted territory. So at that point, so after a month or two went by, we kept trying to figure out, are we trying to postpone? Will there be a spring festival, or do we have to just sort of pivot like everyone's having to do and regroup, roll up our sleeves and see what we can do? And that's what we ended up doing. We met with our board, we met with our shareholders, and we looked at, why don't we do a campaign that's called Save Our Art Campaign. It's about saving Bayou City Art Festival and helping out our artists, you know, that we have 300 artists that's their livelihood. They do a festival circuit in and around the Texas area, you know, as we do our events in the spring and the fall. So we decided to launch get working on a campaign that was called Save Our Art Campaign, where people could just donate if they want to keep us around for another 50 years. There was an opportunity for them to go on our website and purchase merchandise, or they could text to donate, or they could also join us for some virtual events that we started to create. So we started to launch a happy hour series that just launched in August. We did our first one. We were going to do our second one, but Hurricane Laura came in our backyard. So we canceled that one and we postponed it until this Thursday. So we're doing a happy hour series that's a 5-part series. And what we're doing is called Art Talk. And it's just an hour long from 6 to 7. And it's featuring either one of our Bayou City Art Festival artists or somebody that's important to us. The first one was with Gonzo, who's, you know, very, very well known in the community, you know, as great street art artist, among other things. And so we have an hour where we talk to an artist, talk about their inspiration, talk about, you know, what makes you know, what makes them an artist, how they're coping with things. So it's kind of a neat deal. We do it on Facebook Live and our YouTube Live channel on Thursdays from 6 to 7. So we launched that under this umbrella of Save Our Art campaign. And then at that point, we just decided, like, we've got to focus on the fall, thinking the fall event was going to happen. And as, you know, July rolled around and Houston just became kind of a hotspot, you know, I mean, right. we didn't expect ourselves to be at this point, and it was unfortunate. And we just decided that, you know, it was going to be in everyone's best interest. And we talked to the artists, we talked to patrons, we talked to volunteers, and there just wasn't the comfort level for us to take that risk to try to do an in-person event, even knowing that we were going to do all the protocols and we would make sure everybody was going to be safe and we would cover all of that. We just felt like, you know, I think it's for this year, I think we just need to have to take that festival experience and turn it into something else. So instead of calling it the Bayou City Art Festival, we're calling it the Bayou City Art Virtual Experience. So okay. We still want, while you can't walk, you know, up and down the streets of downtown and listen to music and hear all that in the background while you're shopping, you know, all of our 300 featured artists, what you can do is, what we will do is, we'll kick off on October the 5th. It will be 4 days of an online auction. So we'll have some pieces, you know, we're not sure how many yet, 50, 60 pieces of special art from our artists that will be on this online auction, where you can go and bid for 4 days as a kickoff. And then we'll have our Bayou City Art Virtual Experience, which will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that'll be the 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So it's going to be cool. I mean, you're still going to have a chance to bid. And if you don't make that bid and somebody else outbids you, it's still going to be connected to our art. So you can go, oh, let me go try to buy that piece. Or, you know, we still want to feature our 300 artists. We still want to support them, give them a platform during this 3-day event to the people can still go on their websites, buy directly from them. And then we just want to add some of the other cool elements of the festival that you would normally see. So you're going to, there'll be a children's creative zone where you're going to be able to, your kids can go on and just see different ways to make activity, you know, different activities, things you can use from items you might have at home, you know, that you don't necessarily have to go buy, but just some virtual instruction. We're going to do some artist talks, some artist chats. We'll have artists interviewing other artists. So there's going to be some good content that people will feel like they're getting a lot out of that experience. It's going to be free. We just want people to come and enjoy, to go to our website and go shop, support our 300 artists, have some fun. We'll have a little happy hour thing. If you make a donation to us, which we would love for you to do, then you could be registered to win a great prize. We'll have some great lifestyle packages that you can win. That'll also be part of the online auction. We'll have some other, not just art. You can, if you don't see the art that you want, then you can definitely, you know, bid on some other cool lifestyle packages that'll be out there. So we just want it to be a good 3-day event where people feel like, I know you can't be in person, but you know, at least you can still see some beautiful art and help our wonderful artists that do so much. And it's a tough time for this industry, you know, yeah. For arts and performing arts. And, you know, we're going to do some celebrity chef demonstrations you can watch, you know, just a nod to our, you know, cultural, celebrity food artists and everyone that does all the culinary arts. We want to celebrate them as well.
That sounds just amazing. And I like how you guys just kind of innovated it. You know, it went from being at the park and now it's like a virtual experience. And I like how y'all kept it moving, because like you said, there's a lot of artists and volunteers, or most of the artists that depend on this year round. And it's incredible. And I know in the past you've featured an artist with a virtual experience. Are you planning to do something similar to that?
We have a featured artist, and you've seen her because we rolled out a lot of our media at the very, you know, in the spring. And normally we have a different featured artist for each of our festivals. Mackenzie Fisk out of Los Angeles was our featured artist for 2020 spring. Since we didn't have that opportunity, we love her so much. We still want to give her that chance to be featured, but we're going to wait with her until we can do an in-person festival. So you'll still see her because we haven't properly featured her yet, you know, right. So that's what we're going to do. But we're thinking about a couple, you know, twists to, you know, look at some of our local artists that maybe they're not Bayou City Art Festival artists, but they're still important to our community and to our art community. And they are people like Gonzo and Donkey Boy, and we've got some other cool local people that are in the performing arts. So I think we're going to have a couple surprises that you might see on our during our event that you're not expecting. Yeah, that we just want to just celebrate Houston and celebrate Houston's art community and how strong we are and how important it is to us. And we will be back. We will be back, and we will be even better than ever.
Absolutely. Si apenas nos estás acompañando, estamos platicando con Kelly Batterson de el City, del Bayou City Art Festival, que ahora en esta ocasión lo están nombrando Bayou City Art Visual Experience, ya que no pudo el evento llevarse a cabo por lo que estamos pasando de la pandemia. Obviamente se ha movido a hacer una experiencia totalmente virtual, ofreciendo, como Kelly lo mencionó, muchísimas sorpresas. Obviamente se están enfocando en los artistas que están aquí locales, como Donkey Boy, como Gonzo, e inicia el 5 de octubre, va a ser un viernes, donde se va a llevar a cabo una subasta. Si estás interesado, es un evento completamente gratis. Puedes ver el arte a través de la página de internet, puedes hacer tus apuestas. Obviamente esta experiencia virtual se va a llevar a cabo durante todo el fin de semana, así que te esperamos para que nos acompañes durante esta experiencia virtual del Bayou City Art Festival. Obviamente esperemos que regrese la próxima primavera, donde podamos ir y caminar al parque. Más de 300 artistas se unen a este evento con diferentes tipos de artes, ya sean artes culinarios, artes de pintura, artes de esculturas. Entonces hay un poquito de todo para todas las personas que les encanta el arte. Y bueno, pues aquí para darnos la invitación es Kelly Batterson. Kelly, give us a website one more time where people can log in to be part of this virtual experience, and a little bit of where they can do be part of the online auction.
So definitely go to our website, because that's where we have most of our information. You can get information on our happy hours that are coming up, and that's BayouCityArtFestival.com. BayouCityArtFestival.com. You can also text to donate if you're a texter that likes to do that. Very simple. Any amount helps. And that's, you can text to text Save Our Art, all one word, type it all together, Save Our Art, to 243-725. 243-725. The text to donate, that's ongoing. That happens during our happy hours. Our next one's coming up on Thursday. Then we've got another one on the 17th, the 24th, and October 15th. That's our five-part series. And then our Facebook Live is where we do our happy hours in our YouTube channel. But Facebook Live is going to be facebook.com/HoustonArtFest. Houston Art Fest. So that's where, or you Google Bayou City Art Festival, but it comes up Houston Art Fest on our Facebook page or our Twitter page. So that's, yeah, we just, anyone that wants to support us and keep coming out to see Bayou City Art Festival for the next 50 years, you know, and hopefully we're around for our 50th anniversary next year. And we want to bring everybody back and be together and, you know, gather together again and just, you know, support our artists. And just, it's a signature event in Houston that I think everybody loves, and we just want to make sure that we can stick around and continue that that tradition.
Absolutely. De nuevo, para más información o si te gustaría participar en las subastas del arte, el Bayou City Art Festival va a ser una experiencia completamente virtual. Visítenos, inicia el viernes octubre, el 5 de octubre, a través de la página de internet, BayouCityArtFestival.com. Como lo mencionó Kelly, también se llevan a cabo varios happy hours donde puedes hacer tus donativos, y esto se lleva a cabo durante todo el año. Puedes hacer tus donativos con la palabra Save Our Art, todo junto, al 243-725. Puedes hacer tus donativos para seguir apoyando a la comunidad de arte aquí en nuestra ciudad de Houston. Kelly, thank you so much for taking the time to speaking with us and for inviting the public to your virtual experience. We can't wait to see you in person again, hopefully next year.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much. And yeah, art is so important. And it is during this healing time as well. You know, everyone wants to feel good about something. And so that's a good thing to support.
Wonderful. Mi nombre es Eli Escobar. Escuchas Mi Comunidad a través de Mega 101. Para más información sobre el Bayou City Art Festival, es BayouCityArtFestival.com. Que tengan buen día.